Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Dallas, and I personally want to thank you for purchasing or receiving this CD. It is our hope and prayer that our ministry blesses and enriches your life in such a spectacular way that you can noticeably see a change in not just your life, but that change also has a way of impacting and affecting your entire family. We pray the Lord's blessings upon you continually. And as you listen to every word that comes through this CD message, we pray that you will see the transformation of the Lord and sense the power and anointing of the Lord as he was resonating in our fellowship. Now sit back and listen to this.
Amen. Hallelujah. That was good if you was clapping for me, but let's give Jesus a praise. Amen. The one who delivers, the one who sets free, the one who restores. So let's give Jesus a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm giving out to God who's ahead of my life. Just thank the Lord for being here. I do not take this moment lightly. Amen. That's being the one that God has given to carry the gospel, so I do not take it lightly. I want to be thankful for our leaders. Amen. We can do better than that. Be thankful for our leaders. Amen. The great bishop. I'm going to mess with you all the time, Dallas. Amen. And I'm so grateful for him. I know we was teasing him Monday after the prayer. Amen. I'm so glad we have leaders that, you know, they ain't saved all the time. You know what I'm saying, Mama Pat? Like, you can't laugh. You can't enjoy life. It's just Jesus, Jesus, and speaking in tongue. Me and Sister Mel was talking the other day, and I was telling her, I know some people, when they answer the phone, they don't say hello. They say praise the Lord. I said, oh, okay, that's new. All right, okay then. Okay. But I'm grateful for leaders. Amen. After the Bible said it's after God's own heart. Amen. Let's give them a hand. Let's give them a hand. You know, I'm grateful for even when, you know, I know we don't like when people talk about us, so I'm going to talk about myself. So even when I wanted to give up and just walk away for what's on my life, I'm grateful for our leaders. For stepping in and imparting to me, no, DePaul, you got to come on. So I appreciate that. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So some leaders, you know, just brush you off going about their business. I mean, but our leaders call and talk to us because they really care about us. You don't find that all the time. They only care about you when you come in and giving your tithes and your offering. But they care about us, period. Amen. So let's celebrate them while they're here. Amen. And I dare not move on, and I'm very grateful for this person. Been a part of my life for, I don't know, a little too long? No. Y'all know I'm silly. Y'all know I crack jokes. Y'all know me by now. But Pastor Sean always tell me, leave her friend alone. So, okay, I'll leave friend alone. Thank for Sister Melody Paul. The Bible said that he that finds a wife find a good thing and obtain a favor. Amen. So, and I always say that your life is a reflection of who you're with and who you're around. Your life is a reflection of your decisions and choices that you make. Amen. So we pray for the right decision. Amen. And you know, we all grown in here. We know marriage ain't no easy thing. You know, we ain't always on turnover be like, oh, I'm so glad to see you tonight. We ain't always in that moment. You know what I'm saying? We be in a moment where you still here? Oh, okay. So, but you know, Tell the truth, shame the devil, as the old saints used to say. But the thing is to you made an oath to God and in front of people, for better or for worse. But we're going to stick it and hang it out. Amen. So I'm grateful for her in my life. And if you fool it for me, clap your hands for Sister Paul. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm not like these great orators, like Bishop, Pastor Sean, and Elder Tamal, and Elder Lauren, and Mama Pat. I ain't like these great big time. They just won YouTube viewing away from being at the Potter's house on next couple weeks ago. So I'm not like these great orators that we have here at church. Y'all know I'm kind of elevator stuck a little bit, but we're going to go real brief to the Word of God. Thank y'all for everybody for Judah. You know, I love y'all. Judah say I'm always throwing them under the bus with no brakes. But, you know, I love them anyway. So we're going to go to Daniel, the 10th chapter. A very familiar story. Very familiar passage of Scripture. The 10th chapter and the 11th verse. And if you have it, say amen. Amen. And it reads, and he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand up, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. And verse 12 says, then he said unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. And for the area of points, I'll read the last part. Thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. If you can tap your neighbor, if you don't want to be bothered, tap yourself. You know, some folk don't like, don't touch, don't tap your neighbor. Some people don't like that. But if you would tap your neighbor, say, God is coming for your words. God is coming for your words. If you believe that, give God a praise right there. So since this fast that we were just on, you could tell that things have changed. You could tell that God is up to something. You could tell that the atmosphere is changing. The atmosphere is shifting from where we were during this whole COVID pandemic. That God is changing us and moving us on spiritually from that. And so the older saints, Elder Joe probably know what I'm talking about. They used to sing a song called I Feel God Stretching Out in Me. And the words of the song called, I cleaned up my house and I kicked the devil out and I feel God stretching out in me. Amen. So I believe that God is getting ready to stretch out in his church, and the church has been pushed to the forefront. I don't know if COVID made the church back off and go high, but now the church is going to be pushed to the back out to the forefront. The minds of the saints of God and the people of God are so scared they don't want to come back around nobody on Sunday. But we will go on a cruise and go to Vegas. We will go on vacations. We will take off work. We will take off work to hang out for the day. We will put in some extra hours for the vacation. But we will not take care of the house of God. And I'm reminded of the scripture that say that you build your house, but you let the house of God go to waste. And so I believe, as the Bible said, that it is going to be the time for the remnant in this season, for the time for the true believer to come forward. And so we have to have a different mindset. During the course of life, I've learned, it's just DePaul, this ain't scripture and text, our word of God, it's just my perception. I've learned to not, Pastor Sean, look at what you're going through to determine what's on your life. But I've learned that look at how God is using you and look at how his life, how his glory is being manifested in your life. And so I believe that in this next season, Bishop, that there was a whole nother wave of glory coming for the church. And it's going to be twofold. One is going to be restoration for the saints, and the other fold is revival for the world. Amen. So I believe that in my heart and my spirit, that the next wave that's coming is going to be restoration for the saints and revival for the world. And so I'm glad that true gospel is going to be one of the centers of attraction for that next wave of glory. That people are going to come to this church. Now, they're not going to come with the suit on. Might have a tongue ring, a nose ring, eye ring. They got rings. They rings everywhere. Neck ring. Everybody got rings everywhere. But I believe there has to be a place to where the world can go and recognize that this is different from what I'm used to. And that difference that they show love all the time. And they get along, and we speak to each other, and we love each other, and we're concerned about each other. I believe that true gospel is going to be one of the places that people from the world are going to see. Because, you know, we always, when we meet people, Mama Pat, we check them out first. We want to see how fake they are. We want to see how real they are. Say, see, I knew it. See them church folks, see that Jesus stuff. But I really believe in this hour that God is going to show himself so strong that even the sinner is going to say, see, that's God right there. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Amen. So just look at Ezekiel in the 37th chapter, how the dry bones in the valley. And God told Ezekiel to look down and tell him what you see. And he said, Lord, you already know what I'm looking at. You already know what's going on. And all the dry bones, and all we see is death, and all we see is hurt, and all we see is pain and confusion and frustration. But like I said before, I believe that God is going to send the wind to breathe on the saints. And it's going to be a time of miracles, signs, and wonders like we've never seen before. But in order to see those signs and wonders, the Lord gave me this word maybe like 3-4 weeks ago, and I told Pastor Rob, we have to focus. We got to focus. We got to focus. Now, what if Ezekiel would have been somewhere and said, no, I got to go to work. I got to go cut the grass. I got to go milk the cow. I got to tend to these sheep. I don't have time to be down in the valley. You telling me, look at them. So we got to be focused on where God is getting ready to do and taking us. And Bishop, we can't focus. Bishop, preach this. We can't focus if you're out of position. If you're always somewhere else doing something, you don't handle business, you can't focus. And I'm always telling male stories about my dad. You know, Bishop, my dads are similar. You know, they were real, real alpha males and real strong. And yeah. Hey, what you over there doing? Come here, Because they wanted us to focus. What you over there doing? Come here, No, you sit right here. Go on back to what they's doing. Ain't turn around and watch, because you knew you better not move. It's going to be some serious consequences. So God is telling the church, what y'all doing? Come over here. Come back over here. Come back over here. Come back over here. Sit down and pay attention and focus. Focus. Because see, this is not the time to have one foot in and one foot out. This is not the time for to be caught between two opinions. It's not the time for us to choose our desires and our wants over the will and word of God. Because see, what we do is we make our desires and wants, we try to make that the will of God. And we want God to back that up. So we putting prayer requests on the altar about your desires and wants and not the will of God. And so look at what he said in Revelations, the third chapter, the 15th verse through the 17th verse. And I'm reading that in the Amplified. It said, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold, invigorating, or refreshing. You're neither hot, healing, or therapeutic. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, spiritually useless, and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth with rejection and disgust. Because you say I am rich, I have prospered and grown wealthy, and have need of nothing. But you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked and without hope and in great need. So God is telling us, I know you think it's your job and your good credit score. I know you think it's your people you stay on the block with, the neighborhood watch. I know you think that's because of them. But God said, because you won't do what I tell you to do. It used to be a commercial when I was growing up, the Almond Joy. Sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't. So church, we got to get in a place to where we're focused about God, and we're focused about the things of God. Man, I'm almost done. So the word focus, I looked up the word focus. And there were a few definitions, that made me really pay attention. So the definition of focus is the center of attraction. It is the center of activity or the center of your attention. So the dictionary said, whatever your activities are, your habits, that's where your focus is. So whatever your attraction is, whatever you are more likely to go to all the time, then that's your focus. And then whatever has your attention all the time, that has your focus. And then there was another definition that really stood out to me. This definition said that being focused, it is a state or condition permitting clear perception or understanding. I'll read that again. It is a state or condition permitting clear perception or understanding, adjustment for distinct vision. You're not confused. You don't walk around acting like you don't know what's going on, but you have a clear understanding of what's going on. And then Colossians 3:1-2 says in the Amplified Bible, therefore, you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead. Keep seeking the things that are above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And then the next verse said this, set your mind, and here's the word, keep focused. Habitually on the things above and not think things on the earth. For the things that are on the earth have temporal value. When you're investing in things that you can't even take with you. I have yet, as all the funerals I've been to and played for, I have never seen nobody take their car with them. I've never seen nobody take all their clothes with them. I've never seen anybody take their house with them. I've never seen anyone take all their money with them. Now, if it's, now that's just a new revelation of the Bible that we ain't never seen or heard of, you get to take all that stuff with you, that you give all your attention and your activity and your focus to. But the word of God said to set your mind on things above and not things on the earth. And so there used to be an old song that said, while I'm down here praying, Lord, search my heart. Yes. And to understand how to focus, we have to understand the function of our eyes. Yes. The definition said the eye is a sensory organ. It collects light from the visible world around us and converts it to the nerve impulses. Yes. And then the nerve impulses transmits or sends signals to the brain, which forms an image, so thereby providing sight. And so the Bible said, that's why we can't always go by what we see. We can't go always go by. We can't come in, we can't. Now I'm saying this, Pastor Rodney told me to say this, so don't be looking at him crazy. We can't always come in here and look that the church not full, so you don't want to come. We can't always come in here with our perceptions and our perspectives of what we think. So we have to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. But Pastor Sean, there's something that I found out in looking about eyesight. We think that what I'm finna bring up is a help. But when I looked it up, it's a disease. Now I cannot look at Pastor Lauren and Pastor Sean at the same time. Can't do that. Yeah, see y'all call me that, get you back. So I cannot look at Lauren and look over there at the same time. I can't look at Melody and look back there tomorrow at the same time. And that is called peripheral vision. And in the dictionary, that is a disease. Because you always looking over here, don't have nothing to do with you. I can't look right here and try to see what Lauren doing. I can't look over that mail and try to see what Lauren doing. I can't look at Christy and Dez and try to see what tomorrow doing at the same time. And the dictionary said, if you do that so much, that you always over here, you're going to wind up cross-eyed. You're going to be cross-eyed. And I ain't ever seen so many cross-eyed, distracted saints in my life. Come on, bro. We will never focus. We're some cross-eyed, saved, speaking in tongue, Holy Ghost-filled, distracted people. And so we see here in the text, we see Daniel was face down and on the ground. And the Lord told him, fear not, to stand up. See, we have to, and I know it was the Holy Ghost setting up what's going on. We have to be in position to even hear from God. For what's coming next, you have to be where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to do in the will of God. See, Mama Pat, see, some of us is hard-headed. Some of us gonna miss this next wave and move. Because we gonna be out of position and somewhere else doing something you don't have to do. You're gonna come to church gospel and you can't find a seat. You're gonna come to church gospel 15, 20 preachers and ministers, just because you don't want to, okay. Some of us going to miss it because we're too distracted. We're not focused. And so the angel of the Lord told Daniel to stand up. And so he said, Daniel, what was going on was in a war. They had been taken captive. And so Daniel was trying to understand what's going on. Now, I know some of y'all walk on water, too. I ain't there yet. I have questions. I have questions. And so Daniel was praying about what was going on. And Daniel was saying, like, okay, like, I've been in the lion's den. I'd have been in the furnace. Now that you don't let somebody take me away from my home. Now we're kidnapped. What's going on? Like, I don't get it. Somebody say, if it ain't one thing, it's the same thing. It's always something like thank you, Lord. It's like we try to play spiritual twister. So we marriage, okay, elbow right. Okay, your life, foot left. Health, elbow left. Spin it again. Oh, healing, finger on the forehead. Restoration. Okay, right foot in the back. Now, who gonna look? I look crazy. Who gonna look from God looking like this? You focus on, oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. Oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. And you just playing spiritual twister. You just all over the place. I want this. Okay, right knee. I want to go over here and do that. Right finger. Yeah. We still trying to do everything except what? No. The angel told Daniel, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Don't go over here. Don't go over there. Don't worry about that. Stand up. And so the angel told Daniel, that stand up for what God is getting ready to do. He said, from the first day that you prayed, God heard your words. And now is the time. And now is the season for God to come for your words. Now is the time. And now is the season for God to come for your words. The Holy Ghost told me to say it again. Now is the time. And now is the season for God to come for your words. If you believe that, clap your hands right there and praise God right there.
Thank you for listening to TGT Speaks, our multimedia voice emanating from the True Gospel Tabernacle Church of Detroit. You can subscribe to us at TGT Podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Spotify. If you like TGT Podcasts, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And also, if you would like to donate to our ministry, you can visit our website at www.tgtchurch.org and give your tax-deductible donation through PayPal. We really appreciate the generous and tangible love gift of any monetary denomination from our friends and partners. And we commit that your love gift enables us to continue furthering the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your support, and we'll see you next week.